the Siman Resh Beis. We did Siv Beis. We're holding Mishaburus of Katan Tezayin. Mishotziu Pri. So all other fruits, once the pri has started to grow, you eat it. The bracha is for pri eats. Avagav shehem adayin katanim biyoser, even though they're very small. But unless they're bitter or offuts, which means chamutz, they're sweet, they're sour. So they're not worth the chilo. I feel like they're even in the case of difficulty, you wouldn't eat them. So the Rishabur Mavur Mizeh Yudches Dimakim Alkoponim Necholam Ayiratzak. If they are eaten when necessary, Avagav Shachamutzim Umarim Heim Kedera Peres Bekatnusim, even though they are sour or bitter. Filachim Mavur Chalim Bechasim Haruya. So the Shachanar passes that it still maintains the bracha of Repu 8. Okay. Now, the Chayalim became a separate Erlus Ephraim, Pigmaku Dibidin Zeh, the Chayalim and Erlus Ephraim wrote a Kuntras on Hichus Paris, on the Hichus of Paris. That's the the Kliyakar. I'm sorry. No, that's, I think, the Ephraim Regalius, the base of Ephraim. That's because on Zeh, in a Mavarak El Shahako, the Krak Baruch is Shahako, because it's bitter or it's sour. V'imloi Shabishan Shemitkan Ba'ur, unless you cook them or you roasted them, and that brings out it caramelizes them and sweetens them. So this is the pre. There's a need to needs a little bit of upkeep to make it taste better. So therefore, if the bracha, it would be there. They do agree to the Shulchan Aruch that the bracha is bre pio eitz. Now comes the Shartzian Yurkes, and he brings according to the Gra, even mituk would not help to make the bracha more than a shahakol. Even if you're gonna cause it to be sweetened by cooking it or roasting it, the bracha would. So we have three madrigas. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha is repu eitz. According to the Chayadam, the bracha is shahakol unless you would sweeten it through cooking or roasting. According to the Gra, even if you sweeten it through cooking or roasting, the bracha is still shahako. Because it's so small, and it's still passat, the fruit is still sour.
What fruit is this again?
Any fruit. The Shulchan Aruch said, other than grapes, any fruit, even if it's very small, the lacha is the bracha is repu eitz, with exception if it's totally inedible. But if it's edible, even if it's only edible through Ayin Etchap, because it's bitter or sour, it's only nechel ayirei atchak in the case of when you'd be pressured to do it for whatever reason. So the bracha is according to the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha is brei hates. Chayadam says no, if it's bitter or sour, so the bracha is shahakol. But the Chayadam says, but if you would then take it and roast it, and that causes the fruit to caramelize, and it becomes sweeter,
so
then the bracha brei hates. The groin says no, even that's not going to change the bracha remains a shahakol.
So this is basically any fruit that meets this. It's not just any one particular fruit.
No, right. Any right, correct. Then he said, "But if it's not a nechal ayirei, it's even not a nechal ayirei atchak. Even ayirei atchak, you can't eat it. Then there's no brach at all. And we're working on the cloud. The kates ba mechashim. It's a piece of wood." So I decide I want to eat wood. Okay, so
you're crazy.
Yeah, but you don't make a bracha. Feel mitzkan ayinay or kamkan bracha l'brachshahakol. Now, if you take it and you sweeten it, it's not pre-eitz yet. So the bracha would be a shahakol. Then garinim shemitzkan kamam esif gimel. We'll see in the next sif talks about the pits. Sometimes were bitter, etc. But you can sometimes sweeten them by roasting them or something like that. But since they're not the primary of the pre, that's not what the product that you would use the tree for. So therefore, even after you're mematik and you sweeten it by doing this, by roasting it, etc., the bracha remains shahakol. Okay. Kosu chayodim. Lefizeh, minei peirish shemirachakim umetagnim b'dvash v'yotze b'zeh b'oidim k'tanim oid. There are certain types of a recipe, whatever, they would take small fruits which are still in the, when they're still very small, before they've ripened totally, grow totally, and you would fry them or bake them with honey. So now they're edible because of the absorption of the honey. If they weren't edible beforehand, so after you do this, they're not the prioates, they're not the product of the tree. I mean, it's a fruit growing on a tree, but that, again, the fruit which grows on a tree is not what we're looking for. We're looking for what the tree is supposed to be producing. This fruit, which is not edible yet, is not what the tree is producing. That's not the goal of the tree. That's not the function of the tree. So that's not the pre, that is it. This is not the prioates. So the brocho shahako. So the Biralocha then sends us to over here. Okay, then he said like this. So by apples, so it's in the next page of the Bir Lach is on the next page. It starts on page 210, but continues on to the next page. So then that Bir Lach starts Ushar Kol Ilon. See, it's involved in that there are different fruits, which there is a lach of a different shurim for Oinos and Meisers. Like the Ramah is going to bring such an idea, and we grow passages like that. But by apples, as soon as it becomes that round thing, which is what an apple looks like, even though it's very small, that's called a gila oinos hamaisrus. Therefore, according to the grow, that's already the eights. That's already preho eights. So therefore, if you would then take them, even though they're not roy to eat right now, only ayin etzak, and you would cook them and make them edible, so the bracha would be pre-pio-eights, according to everybody. So that's what he says over the end, the last piece of that biralach. Okay. So then the Ramah added that there's some say that a cheruvin, it looks like this ladder type of a thing, you know, the pits go horizontally, so it looks like a ladder. So they start being visible from the outside of the pot. This is all in conjunction with not being too bitter. So then Zaysim, once the flower starts to grow around it, and before that the bracha is Brei Pi Adama. Now, so he says, in general, any fruit, not up to these fruits, the Mishnah has a whole list of what's called when it reached the time of Oinasa Meister, the time which is Chayim and Meister. So till it reaches that time, it's not considered pre-priyot. It's not the pre-priyot yet. So the bracha would be shahakol. But this state over here, it says that the bracha is pre-priyot doma. Now, why is it pre-priyot doma? Either it should be a eitz or a shahakol. Why is it pre-priyot doma? It's not the ikar of the pri, but it's only a case where they're motok, so they are sweet. So it is, and this is the equivalent of another thing the tree is producing other than the primary pri, it's a piyadama. If it's not motok, then it's a shahako.
So what is this, like, I'll call it like a, you've got the stage where it's not really ripe yet, where it's not sweet. Then you've got a stage where it is sweet, but it's not fully ripened. And then you've got the stage where it's fully ripened.
Is probably a strong, you know, it's a hard stage over here. We're talking about something over here. So the Ramah gave us two examples, which we know. The Mishnah gives us a definition that this is not called the full growth that's taken place. Most fruits you have the full growth; it just has to ripen more. So that's not going to be a that'll be a repio. That'll if it's sweet already, it's, even though it could ripen more, that's already repio eights. These things, the Mishnah gave us a specific definition of what's called ernasa maestris. If they haven't reached that, even if they're matoik, then their bracha is adoma. That's what we're saying right now.
I mean,
I'm not sure about what an example of a common example that would be in our. In the produce section of our local supermarket.
I mean, maybe I'm being thrown off by this term miser, because when I think miser, I think the fruit has to be picked and put into a pile before it's and the pile has to be smoothed out before it's chayv and miser, right?
Okay. There are two definitions when you have to deal with something chayv and miser's. Above and beyond the processing, what you're talking about, there's a requirement of processing. Above and beyond that, it has to be that the fruit is considered grown a certain amount to be chayv and maisers. So I decide to pick things early and make the most beautiful pile in the world, the smoothest pile in the world, it's still not chayv and maisers if I picked it too early.
Uh-huh.
We're not discussing the processing issue, we're discussing what the definition of the fruit. So the Mishnah says there's something called ernos and maisers. When it reaches the time that it's chayv and maisers, it's talking about in the growth issues.
And is there like a percentage, like let's say it's 50% of its, what would be its full growth, or 75%? How do you know what
the Mishnah gives a list of different things, what the ernos and maisers are. So that's the thing, we're talking about something which the Mishnah has given us a definition. And if you have not reached that definition, I don't care how sweet it is, it's not a fully grown maiser. Pre-Horai, the Mishnah says it's not called ernos and maisers. So since the Mishnah has given us this definition, if you don't reach that state, so it's a pre because it's edible, it tastes good, but it's not the primary pre. So the bracha will be pre adoma.
So it's not chayv and maaser.
People who grow grapes for wine measure the sugar content, get to a certain point before they pick it. Is there anything like that in halacha for other fruits?
I mean, we're discussing over here. There's a definition of mar versus maltoik.
Yeah, well, that's
there's nothing of that sort. Not of that type of definition. Okay, Sif Gimel. Okay, Garinia Paris, the pits or the seeds of fruits. So Imeim Masukim Mavorach Olam Repiyates. If they're edible, they're sweet. The Mishnah says it doesn't have to be sweet, but something which a person would be comfortable eating. So it's part of the fruit then. So it's Repiyates. Imeim Morim. And over our kalam cloud, if they're bitter, even though you decide to eat it, there's no bracha on it, it's eating wood. If you take those things and then you roast them, and by roasting them, they become edible, but it's not the priyates, so they're for the bracha shahakal. Matukim, gimel, achav gimel. Lav dafka, elakol shachek, the henami metal b'mitzvah. It has to be something which a person would be comfortable eating. But Tamshavar prepiates mishum the heim nami chelik michelke apri. They're part of the fruit then. V'har akredim cholkam azeh. Zav the mishabura. However, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Many akredim disagree and say the same way we if we look at the tree, and we'll talk about later on. There's a specific example. There's a type of a bush called slav. It's called in English. It's called a caper bush. The caper bush has the interesting property that there is. An actual pre that it produces. There are berries that it grows, and the leaves itself are also edible. So you have potentially three things which are edible. So the pre is prepioates, and the berry is prepiodoma. Even though it's edible, it's not the primary reason why the thing why a person would grow such a bush. So that's not the pre of the eights. This is another thing. It's a pre. It's growing, but it's not the prepioates.
Oh, you said a pre and then a berry?
There's a fruit, and then besides the fruit, there's also berries which grow on the branches.
Berries are usually the fruit. I mean, so I'm confused. I apologize.
Okay, again, there's a type of a plant called a slav. That's its Hebrew name. It's called a caper bush.
Okay.
Caper bush produces something called capers.
Okay.
That's why it's called a caper bush. Capers are a fruit. Besides the fruit, there also are berries which grow on the branches, on the leaves. That's not the primary fruit. And then the leaves are also edible. So you have three edible things on this plant. You have the capers, the berries, and the leaves. So the halacha is that you make a bracha of repio eitz on the capers, and repio domo on the leaves, and on the berries. Why is that? Because again, we define the definition of pre-eights. Pre-eights doesn't mean in English the fruit, any fruit of a tree. It means the fruit of this tree. What would you say the purpose of this tree is? It's to produce this fruit. That becomes the fruit. So that works. Why? We can say that you can make a grape pre-eights on the juice of an orange tree, which is grown for the purpose of making juice oranges, which you then will juice and make orange juice. That is the pre of the eighth. That's what the tree is grown for. So this is the product that you want to produce from this tree. It works this way also. If the main fruit is the kafrisim, the capers, the other things become repi adam. So now when it comes to the pit of a fruit, so the Mishnah Berurah, these achronim argue with the Shulchan Aruch and say, since the pit is not sweet, it's not totally edible, the main thing you're about to eat is the flesh of the fruit around the pit. Even though you could eat the pit cannot be called the pre-ho-eitz. The pit is going to be a secondary type of, it's an edible thing, but secondary. So the bracha will be repi adam. That's the opinion of the Gra. Okay. If you eat both of them, so the bracha repi'etz will go on the whole item which is there, including the gerinim. The discussion over here is talking about case if you're eating the gerinim independent of eating the fruits. So then the bracha is, Mishnah Berurah says the bracha should be repi'adoma, at least a chadkila, but yeah, but the repi'etz will be yotze. If they're not edible, they're morim, if they're not edible at all, so then you don't make any bracha if you eat them. And then if those things you subsequently are mematik it by roasting it, and you make it edible, so then the bracha is shahako. Now, on this, we have an argument all the way around. They don't understand this thing. The ma'isa, this is something which is part of the pre. Elmai, what? It's not edible. So the tayo, the last of the chaber, the gerinim, mehavi kipri gufa, mamonoshach. We tell me that the gerinim are said a part of the pre, and the bracha is repio eitz. How can you tell me? Tell me what? They're not edible right now because they're bitter. Once you make them edible, now it becomes prio eitz. In came b'morim amitzkan al yaday eitz adaber nami mevorach alem repio eitz k'moshe kavish kedem b'morim k'mevor b'sif. Hey, we'll see another case like this soon. So they don't get it. So come along and say like this. To answer this question. The feel of the day is Uloidifa Garinan Kishkadim Gufa Shemikrapri. No. Even though we have later on a type of an almond which grows, when it grows it's bitter, and then when you roast it, it becomes edible. You make a brapio AIDS, because that's how you eat this AIDS. This is how you eat the pre of this AIDS. This is the pre of the AIDS. This is all the thing it produces. And this is how you eat it. So the bracha is repi eitz. That's good over there because that is the pre. But over here, this is the pit. This is the seed. It's not the pre. Once they're not edible on their own, they're not part of the pre. So now you made it edible. Good. So someone is not edible, you make edible. It's not part of the pre. So it's a shehakel. Miu. If I want to put together what I said in Sif Katan Chav Gimel, and what I'm saying now is Sif Katan Chav Hey, this whole question is Lashitas HaShulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch when a garin is edible, the bracha is brepio eitz. So when it wasn't edible and you made it edible, it should also be brepio eitz. That's a din. That's the case of shkedim hamorim, the bitter almonds. But anyway, we said before that many the achronim argue on the Shulchan Aruch and hold that it's not the brepio eitz. It's at best the preho adama, because it's an edible thing which comes on the tree. So now this case was not edible. And now you made it edible. So if it's not edible, it's nothing. When we make it edible, it's a shahakum. My whole kasha was, if this is considered part of the pre ha'eitz, so we see later on a rule, but in some ways, this is the produce, the product of the tree. This is considered part of the product of the tree. Even though it needs processing to make it usable, that's the product of the tree. So that should apply to the gerinim as well. So the shittas of Shulchan Aruch, we have a kasha. But not the shittas of Shulchan Aruch, if you tell me that it never was the pre ha'eitz, it was an edible thing growing on a tree, but it's not the pre ha'eitz. So when it's not edible, it's not a pre-eitz either. It's not a pre-adom either. It's nothing. Now you make it edible, it's a shahakol. So when at the end of the day, we're going to accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, it's a shahakol, but not l'shitas ha-Shulchan Aruch. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Complicated thing. Okay.
I'm trying to... if I'm not mistaken, I assume you're familiar with cashew nuts. They grow on a tree. If I'm not mistaken, when you first pick them, they're like... they're almost like poisonous until they're roasted.
Okay, so we'll see that. We'll see that in Sif Hei.
Oh, all right. So.
Okay. Now, Shemen Zayas, Sif Dalet. Im Shesol Kemoshehu, Enum Avarchel of Klal Mishum Dazuke Mazikle. If a person would drink Shemen Zayas as it comes off the tree, which means you don't mix anything else in it, etc., it's very strong, it's unhealthy for the body. If you would dip your bread in it, so it's tofel to the pas. You make a bracha on the bread, the pater is the shem. They used to make a drink which was a combination of olive oil together with beet juice. So then what happens is that the shemen's eyes is not bad for you at that point in time. Arab humoyal the garment is very good for your neck, your throat, etc. Imuchash is regard of a person who has a sore throat. So then, habile shemen ikir varchal abrepio eitz. So shemen is the main purpose of oil, of olives, is to make oil. So this is the prio eitz. But normally you don't necessarily eat it, you usually use it as an ingredient, etc. But here's a scenario where you're eating it. But you're eating the prio eitz. This is the prio eitz. So the bracha will be brei pi'eitz. V'menu miskavim l'refuah l'achilo. But if a person's goal is eating, not because he wants to have a soothing effect on the throat, the eating purpose, in general, people consider the anigran ikur, v'menu miskavim l'refuah anigran shahako.
What's anigron? What does that mean?
The drink called anigron is a beet. It's like a borscht. It's like a beet juice.
Beet and oil.
So you take the beet juice, the borscht, and mix it with oil, and that was the drink.
Called anigro.
Kamashu chavav, lotarubis davarach alaklish kach hashemen. So you're taking it straight. You're taking your olive oil straight, without anything else mixed in to weaken it. So it's not healthy for the body. Dazuki azaklei afilo chashem regrona namein mavorach the shemen kamashu enon nehenamimenu. Even though the person has a sore throat and he wants the soothing effect of the oil, but the body in general does not get any benefit out of the straight olive oil, therefore there's no bracha. You eat it with pas, pirish. When you eat it with bread, the oil is not bad for you. And then you enjoy it as a condiment for your bread. But then it becomes secondary to the bread. So you make a bracha on the pas, a purchase at tefillah. Even though there's a lot of oil, we still consider it secondary to the bread. Okay. So the scenario we're discussing over here is you're using the oil is a condiment for the bread. So that's tofel to the bread. What about the following scenario? He has a sore throat, and the soothing effect of the oil is good for it, so he wants that. But the problem is he knows that eating oil straight is not healthy for the body. So he eats some bread to sort of like temper the oil. So he eats a lot of eats bread with the oil to help him facilitate the consumption of the oil. So the bread is there to facilitate the consumption of the oil, not the vice versa. She'd make a bracha of brepio eitz on the oil, and that would include the pas. There's no hamotzi, there's no benching. Okay, it's tough to the oil. Okay. Now, some disagree. Even under those circumstances, because without the bread you can't eat the oil, the bread becomes the ikur. So that's quite a difficult halachic issue. What do you bench or not, etc. So it's probably not a good idea to get involved in that type of consumption outside of eating it within the context of a real meal. So if you mix it together with mei silka, it's labdafka, this borscht, this beet juice, it really could be any other liquid which mixes with it and helps the person. Okay. So if the goal is his throat, you say the shaman is the eker. Excuse me, the shaman is the eker, and the bracha is the merachek umrapes agorin. It soothes and it softens and it heals the throats. Valvagav da nigrin, ho anigrin meruba ala shaman. Even there's more anigrin than there is oil, but the reason why the person is consuming this is because of the oil, not because of the anigrin. Even though we have a general rule, when you have two things which are everything else being equal, we follow Rav when it comes to Iker and Tafel. But over here, we have a definitional Iker. Whatever, that's the main reason why you're eating it, so that becomes the Iker for the Bracha purposes. And therefore, the other one will be included in the Bracha. So the bracha of Repair 8 on the oil will cover the shahakol on the nigrin. If he had a shir, he would say it on Allah 8 afterwards. But let's say the person is not taking it for full purposes, but rather for achila, then the anigrin, which is the ikur. Anigrin ikur, lama be gimel, mashu be dibri taz, mara be mishmi asilka heim, roev the gabi shem, afeich ha shem and nitzvola. We're talking about a scenario where the majority was the anigrin. And therefore, and according to the taz, if the majority was the mei shemen, even though he wasn't mechavim for a fuhr, but it's the majority. So for the bracha would be your eitz. Avol, am I going to run? Because I feel by nigrin muet. Even if the majority is the shemen zayis, and the nigrin is the minority, it was kavanah as l'shem achila, not l'shem refua. The nigrin is the ikur. Call shen the refua el lechol mavorach al nigrin and part of Hashem. So Magen Rambam says no, that the bracha will be shahakol, even though the majority is olive oil. Fine. Lam dalad shakol. Kegos of Rabbi Mechir Mechir Mitzvir Reiner Yerna, that they hold the bracha on a nigrin is shahakol. Now, I'm going to Ram Toma. I'm going to say I don't understand. So you take beets and you cook them, and you produce this liquid, and then we say the bracha is a shahakol. That's not true. Why? Because we learn later on, the Mavor Lekavam Mizimun Reishe, the Birchas Mei Hashlokas, Hu Brei Pi Adama. The correct bracha on Mei Hashlokas, when you take vegetables and you cook them, and then you take the drink and you drink it, the bracha is Hadama, not Shahak. So it comes with the Gra. The Gra says that that halacha, that meshlokas was talking about you're making a soup. Your goal is soup is your goal is not drinking. Your goal is eating. It's a form of achila. It's a achila of a liquid, but your goal is to be. It should function as a for sustenance purposes, for satiation purposes, not for quenching thirst. It's not a drink. So that's what we say. Well, later on, that you take shlokas. And you cook them, and you drink the meshlokas, so the bracha is going to be hodam. But over here, your goal is to make it into a drink. So that's not the brepi adama anymore. This is a totally different item than the adama. Along the lines that Tosis says, if you whiskey is made out of grain, out of barley, out of wheat, whatever it is. Right, so why don't we make a mezonos on it? Because once it's a liquid, it's not a mezonos. It's not eating as the way we eat a mezonos. It's not there for mezonos. It's there for something else totally. To be a drink.
You're saying with the meshlokos that at one time it's more food properties, so you make a hadama.
So the Gra is saying that the referring over there a soup. The purpose of a soup is not, the person doesn't have soup because they're thirsty, right? The soup because he wants, that's a way to fill yourself up. This is the pre-Adama, this is what the Adama is, this is the way you're going to use this vegetable to get the purpose of a vegetable. All right? But if the goal is drinking, the Gros says the bracha is going to be a shahako. Now, if you look at the Shaar HaTzion, Sister the Gros says, Lama Vav, okay, in Bekamari Shanim. They seem to agree with the Magen Avraham that really the correct bracha over here should not be shahak, it should be adama. So the correct bracha on silka is not shahakol, it's repi adama. Okay. So going back to the Mishnah, according to the Gra, the question would be that you have tomatoes, which are grown to be made in tomato juice. Tomato juice is cooked, so betzim it's meishlokas. So what would the correct bracha be on tomato juice? So it's meishlokas. The correct bracha should be adama. Nobody may, right? According to the Gra, no. Since the goal right now is shtia, not achila, so bracha is a shahako. According to the Gra, the Chara. If pashas, the same thing would be true by the juice oranges, when you which are made for that they've grown, and they've through the process of many years of selecting genetics, they've made an orange which produces a lot more juice than a regular orange. So it's grown clearly for the purpose of juice, right? But the Maizel says what you're drinking it, the bracha is not eitz, the bracha is a shahako. We'll see that's not so posh in the Rishonim, but that's what the Gra seems to be saying over here. Okay. Sifei. Shkedim Hamordim. There's a type of an almond which grows, it's referred to as bitter almonds. Now, really, so this type of an almond actually has interesting property. When it's young, when it's small, it's still edible. When it's fully grown, it becomes bitter and not edible. Therefore, kashem ketanim, when they're small, mevorach brepiyoetz, gedolim b'lachlum. If they're fully grown ones, you don't make any bracha at all. Zukim mazeh because they're not good for you. The time in the middle, so the kashem ketanim ikrach yilosim hu haklipa benamara. Kashem gedolim ikrach yilosim masha b'ifnim hu mar. So it happens to be that when they're smaller. The main is not the flesh is the main thing. It's more the outer shell. The outer shell is edible. But when they get older, the main thing is there's a much larger body of the inner flesh, which is not really so tasty. But here's what we quoted before. But if you take it now and you roast them and make them edible, or through some other process, make them edible. This is the prehoates. This is what the H produces. It doesn't produce anything else. And it is made for achila when they're younger. So now it's older. If you can find a way to make it functional to eat, it'll remain prehoates. Okay. Mevar Brei Pilates, Mishabura Lamed Hei, Vava Gav the Mesukim Ktanim, Einam Avarachal Shahako, Kamom Mesif Simresh Dalad. If it's the opposite, if you have ones which, when they're fully grown, are edible, when they're smaller and they're not edible, so even if they are, if they're smaller, even if they are edible, if they're smaller, the bracha is not ho'etz. It's only shahakol. Because over there, that can't be called the pre ho'etz, because normally the derech would be to let it ripen and grow more, and they eat it later on because it's edible later on. But this is not edible later on. So this is the only really the pre ho'etz. The pre ho'etz is when you eat it when it's smaller. People do not plant them with the goal to eat them before they grow fully. By most things, therefore, you can't say they're called rei priyoetz. Masheing and hocha the begadlam lo yirim klal achila. When they're fully grown, they're not roi lachila.
So
not to shapra daita lamechel bekatnusam ezel gemar perish alhem. Therefore, when they're planted, the nature of what they're planted for is to get them when they're small. That is what they're planted for. So this is the priyoetz. This is what you want to produce out of this tree. This is what the tree produces for you. So that's the brei priyoetz. Yes.
I was going to say that what you just spoke out what I was going to say. If they're edible when they're younger and not when they're older and more fully ripened, so why would anyone wait? As you say, once they reach maturity, right, they're not edible.
Right. Good. V'mitkan. Now let's say you take them when they're older, and they're not edible, but you then roast them and they become edible. So they become more usable. They become usable through the roasting. So if I have a fruit which is not edible till you cook it. So lachas if you eat it before you cook them, the bracha is a shahakel. You eat it after you cook them, the bracha is ho'etz. Because this is the pre-ho'etz. This is what you planted for. This is what you're trying to produce, is this cooked item. So over here it's interesting because you have really two ways. You can eat it when they're younger, or wait till they're older, and then take them off and roast them and eat them. So either the mice, so you, either one of those is a valid way to eat the fruit. So therefore both of those would be called pre-ho'etz. The fact that it's also edible as younger doesn't take away the argument that it would be considered a valid way to eat them, and therefore this is a valid product of the tree, is when they're larger and they've been roasted. So before pre-ho'etz, who did Mishamini Paris, Shem Chamutzim or Mordim, Venimurim Lachila Kla, you have any type of a fruit which, as they grow, they're sour or bitter, and they're not Roy Lachila. Umitzkun or Bishlan, and now you roasted them or you cooked them, and they became edible. Shemavar Prepioates. The Lemis Prihu, I'll say Roy Lachila Kach, Lachach Mahani Bitu. It is a pre, just you can't eat it as is. Good, so you solved the way to make this pre usable, so that's now the pre. So therefore, the bracha would be prei pioetz. Let's do vav. So you mentioned before tzlaf, right? Pirish tzlaf is min ilan sholon shaloi riyam lachila. The leaves are edible. V'yesh bol of kmin tamorim. It has like little dates which grow on the leaves, which are also edible. Avyonis who are pre mei tzlaf. Then there's something called avyonis, which is the main pre. The kafreitzin hey maklipa shesaviv a pre. And on the avionis, there's also the shell is also edible. That's called kafrisin. Kiklibis agosin. Okay, vala the alaolin, vala tamoris, vala kafrisin, brei priadoma. So therefore, on the leaves, on these little berries which grow on the leaves, little dates which grow on the tree leaves, and on the shell of the fruits, you make a brei priadoma. Vala avionis shem ikra pri mavor brei priates, and the ikra pri is the priates. So that's easy. The olin, the leaves, and the tamorim, which are the secondary fruit, is not the main fruit. The bracha is it has to be a dom. It can't be brei priyoetz. Okay, that makes sense. Now, why do you make a shahakol? So the sharatian says a memalef, but the tree it is planted for that usage as well. So it is a priyadom. that he brings over here from Birkei Yosef. Nowadays, we don't do that. The people just only plant it for the main fruit, not for these other things. The bracha would be shahakol. Now, but a kafresin, so that's part of the actual fruit, but it's the shell which goes out on the outside of the fruits. So the enemy kerpri. So therefore, the bracha is not the kerpri. So why does a dama? The kabbalah and bidyav and yberach al kafresin b'ripya eitz yotza, because it is part of the fruit. So bidyav, if you said b'ripya eitz, it'll work. And he brings many poskim argue on the Shulchan Aruch and say that really the chadchila of the bracha is b'ripya eitz. Okay, now. Then your klipas pomeranzen shetog them bedvash. They would take orange peels and they would fry in an oil. So the orange is the orange. This is the peel of the orange. So it's a peel, but now it's edible by frying it with the honey. It's frying. It's edible. Yesh des ben achronim levorach aleim shahakol abrei priyates or priyadama. We have three opinions: shahakol, priyates, or priyadama. Well, Ken Yesh Levorach Lem Shahakol, but Yevon Be'er Pre'eitz Be'er Doma Yotza. So one argument is this is an inedible peel as is. So an inedible item which you make edible, we saw before the bracha is Shahakol. One argument over here, but this is not much part of the pre. So it's part of the pre. So then, like the Shulchan Aruch came out, the same thing with the seeds. You make them edible, they become Pre'eitz. Right, and then one thing, like I said, this is secondary usage. It's like the shell over here, which is secondary usage. So the bracha is Rei Pri Adama. So all three opinions are recognized in halacha, and it's any one of them. But if you would use that, you would be yotze. Okay.